Live from Robin's Nest and the Highwayman's Lodge, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
Can you hear the smile in my voice, Tony? Can you tell
I
us?
Can.
There is a bit of a smile in my voice, isn't there? It's like I'm laughing on the inside. Ask me why.
Why?
King Salami. It's salami time. Trouble, trouble.
So let me be. Trouble in the morning, trouble in the night. Trouble. I need someone trouble to help me win the fight. Trouble. Hey. Why don't you let me be?
For side one. Now why don't you just flip the record over and enjoy side two?
Here's Paul.
That was King Salami in the Cumberland 3, Tony.
Nice.
And their new single out on Dirty Water Records, Trouble Trouble, released on October the 24th. And I, for one, am loving it. You're listening to Project Marv underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
It's okay.
At this point, I would normally ask you what King Salami and the Cumberland 3's website is, wouldn't I?
Yes.
I have, of course, forgotten to do all the websites this week, so there is no website competition this week. Let's face it, you've won the last two. I had to find a way around it. No, that isn't why. I've just completely forgotten. So, thing is, though, they're called King Salami and the Cumberland 3. If you type that into the internet, you're going to find them. Right? Absolutely brilliant new single. The B-side's an instrumental, which is why I didn't play it, but that's very good as well, out on October 24th. Yes, there is another single that's out on October 24th as well that we'll be playing later on in the show. I should really calm down. I'm sorry to be so happy, but I just love King Salami and the Cumberland 3. I just think they're fantastic live. This is a punk show. We will be playing some punk. That's kind of punk blues, isn't it? Garagey punk blues. Next track, punk, promise. I've got some additional material for you now, Tony. I'm not giving you a chance to speak at the start of the show. I hope you understand.
Yep.
Yeah, that was an opportunity. Well done. You got yet in. First up, we have a Comedy Suburbs. If you have a joke for me, send it to paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email, Comedy Suburbs.
What's that? My phone wanted to speak instead.
You child. What a... What, oh, you just giving away what you listen to when you're not listening to Punky, and we all know what that is, don't we, Tony? Yeah, disco music, disco Tony.
That's just the default ringtone on my phone.
Yeah, big fish, little fish, do the fucking box. Right. This came through from Jim Cannamella. It's not so much. He just says, I got this in a joke email. I had to send it to you. When I see an emo kid, Kid and blurred. I like to tickle them until they are laughing and smiling. Then hug them close and whisper, no one will ever love you.
Nice.
It is. That moves us rather nicely onto this week's Poetry Corner, which I do love. If you have a poem for me, send it in to paulieb@punkyradio.com. Tightly email, guess what? Poetry Corner. That's what the sitting born sushi sucker's done, Tony.
Nice.
AKA Joni hates jizz, moving around the country licking women one city at a time. Quote from Paul B. Edwards. And this comes in, scarcely prose you stammer and stutter, but Punky's real and you're each an ace nutter. So thanks for the tunes, you right pair of loons. Now off you go making nut butter. I'll have you know, I didn't stammer or stutter in one bit of that. However, there's one thing left. And yes, it's another comedy suburb, Tony.
Great.
I know. Yeah. As I say, if you have a joke, paulieb@punkyradio.com, title your email, comedy suburbs. This one comes from Glumbongo, Glumbongo, pissed off in the Congo. As I said, I treated my girlfriend to one of those fish pedicures the other day, and I must say I was very pleased with the results. They don't fuck about, those piranhas, do they? So there we go. If you've got a joke you'd like to send in that will be better than that by default, please do email paulieb@punkybeat.com. I'm sick of saying it. You know what to do right now. Next track, Tony. This has come from something rather beautifully packaged. I consider myself to be rather beautifully packaged myself. I certainly have a beautiful package. This is from UK Subs' Complete Punk Singles Collection. You may remember we played a track off it the other week. We played a Drunken Sailor the other week, didn't we? Anyway, yeah. This one is the first track on disc 2. And you may remember as well, in this beautifully packaged collection, you do get a free UK Subs beer mat.
Yeah. Nice.
That's right. Anyway, this is one of the tracks that is licensed from Captain Oi Records. The CD has come out under license from Captain Oi Records. I would ask you the website, Tony, but I haven't done the websites this week. So instead, I'll just say, this is Motivator.
Daddy at home. I can't say it when it's
Subs, Motivator, buy it. Don't be an idiot, buy it. Their singles collection is quite excellent. You're listening to Midnight Configuration underneath us right now. Thanks for doing a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Have you got anything to tell me about anything?
I've got some Podcast Alley comments if you'd like to hear.
Oh, that'll do. Let's go for it.
Okay. Thanks for all your comments so far. It's only mid-month, so plenty of time to get your vote in this month. Please do vote for us. Only 4 or 5 of you have this month, so I'm sure there's a lot of you haven't, so get voting. Easy way to do this, go to punkyradio.com at the top of the screen. It's important. Please vote for his link. Hit that, enter your email address and a subject in a comment if you so wish, because I'll read them out. In the top 3 for this week. Spank me. I'm a naughty listener. I haven't voted for a while and failing to set an example to my fellow punky types. Pull me over your knee, Tony, and give me good hiding. I'll thank you for it. Yours anticipating the sore body, Paulie B. Thanks, Paul.
When you started reading that out, I thought, this sounds like the kind of listener I like, the kind of language I like. And because I drink a lot, of course. And it was only halfway through, I thought, I wrote this, didn't I?
I thought, I like reading yours out, because you forget that you've done them.
Yeah, I know. Always forgetting it.
Punky Radio Podcast. I love Punky Radio Podcast. Brilliant. From 667 Promo. Thank you very much.
You can't really knock that, can you?
No, it's great. And finally, rocking. Funny, that. Great stuff. Love it. Punky rocking and funny. What more could you ask for? Well over the airway. Well, over the airways.
Low job.
Anyway.
Oh, I see, yeah. Yeah.
Simon Knott. Thank you very much, Simon.
Oh, yeah. I don't want one off Simon, actually. I do know him.
Oh, okay.
Look, it's very kind offer, Simon.
That's it, Podcast Alley. Don't forget to...
West Country jaw. Why is it that?
Don't forget to leave the wall comment on our Facebook page if you do get a moment. Search for us, Punky Radio on Facebook. It's the radio station one. Click on that, like our page and leave the comment. Thank you.
Yes, internet radio station listeners, you are legion. Why don't you do it now? So, anyway, I don't know whether you've ever heard this phrase. It's not a word of the week, really. It's just something that tickled me. I was having a chat with a woman, because I do sometimes, right, who, there was no way of discerning what shape this woman was because of the baggy clothes she was wearing. Okay. And I'd like it known that I didn't bring the topic up.
Right.
But she did bring the topic up herself when she said that a gentleman, a previous boyfriend of hers, in fact, had described her as having freak show tits. Now, the thing is, I don't know what that means, because I had no way of... I couldn't estimate said tittage. So I don't know whether they're freak show because they're massive, or because they the nipples point in strange directions, or indeed because there's more than two, whether they're different colours from each other, or whether she's had clowns tattooed on them. I just don't know. I just like the expression. She was laughing about it, going, yeah, someone said I had freak show tits once. I mean, blimey, it's quite exciting. But anyway, that was enough to give me a beat-seeking missile.
Gotta heat sink.
Milky Pants.
That was the Beat-Seeking Missiles, Tony, and speaking of freak show tits, that was a track called Dr. Strangelove.
Nice.
It all links, kinda. You're listening to Guanabats underneath us right now, thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week.
That's okay.
Beat-Seeking Missiles, do you know who's in the Beat-Seeking Missile, Tony?
I don't.
They're from Dirty Water Records. The lead singer is none other than Sir Bald Diddley of Hip Bone Slim and the Knee Tremblers fame and various other bands. Also in the band is one of the blokes out of Supergrass.
Oh, nice one. Not the guy who's doing the cooking in a minute, is it?
No, I think he's too busy being in the Beat-Seeking Missile.
Oh, nice. I saw one of the guys from Supergrass on some chef programme the other day. I was a bit surprised to see him.
Right, let's just get this straight. Who's the arsehole here?
Probably
the
me, mate. Yeah.
The cooking or you watching him? Because I can't think of anyone less I'd be less likely to watch on to watch cooking. One of the members of Supergrass, what do they do? Take the lid off a tin of beans and go, I'm full.
He was on some kind of 70 MasterChef. I thought, that can't be the guy from Supergrass. And it was.
Right. It wasn't the one who looked like a skinny monkey.
No.
No. Is he called Gaz?
I think he's Gaz. This one was Danny. I don't know what the other guy's called.
It's the other one.
Right.
Mike. Is it Mike? I don't know. Anyway, the bloke in the Beat-Seeking Missiles, and they're brilliant. And that's their new thing, which is out same day as King Salami on October 24th. So, excuse me. So that's two singles to buy from Dirty Water Records on October 24th. That's what I'm saying there. That is, in fact, the B-side to the single, I should point out. The single isn't called Doctor Strangelove, that's the B-side to it. Right, you do anything last week?
I went to the Grand Designs thing at the NEC, which was a bit
cooking
boring.
Programs, Grand Designs.
I know. It was alright, you know.
Live from domesticated towers.
I am very much. Love me houses and me kitchens. It was alright though. It was a bit, you know, a bit commercial, so we were kind of left off at halfway through the day, but after that, I became ill. I got some kind of stomachy kind of flu going on, so that's all I did. But I'm feeling a lot better now.
I'm pleased to hear it.
Thank you.
I had a very unusual situation in Kent on Thursday night.
Okay.
Sandgate does sound a bit like Songat and is indeed very near Folkestone. Songat would have been easier. There's full details about what I'm about to tell you in my blog, which is poorlybee.blogspot.com. But briefly, I got there. It was a lovely little room. I'm not going to say the name of the support act, but my goodness, he made a really good job of wrecking the night. I went on the second half trying to repair it, couldn't. Six people walked out while I was on, still complaining about the first act and apologising to me because they thought I was funny. So, yeah, well, you're still not helping. That was that. And then I spent the weekend in Leeds at a brilliant comedy club called Mr. Ben's, right?
All right, okay.
Which is a purpose-built little comedy club in Leeds City Centre on Albion Street. And if you're in the Leeds area, I recommend going down there to see comedy. It's just a really lovely little venue. And it's a decent bill. But the small crowds both night. The first night, the crowd were 11 firemen and two couples. Now, one of the couples wasn't drinking, and one of the firemen was driving. So at the end of the night, I got everyone else on stage to have a shot of Sambuca. And there was a photo of it in said blog of me and the entire audience on stage saying, cheers! On the Saturday night, it was a small audience again, but it was all couples, several of which were from Middlesbrough, and we had an interesting conversation about the Palmo. Have we talked about the Palmo before?
No.
It's the greatest snack to ever come out of the Northeast. I say snack. It's only a snack in so much as it's a pizza box, a 12-inch pizza box, full of chicken and breadcrumbs with bechamel sauce, possibly with pepperoni on top, with chips and salad, and you can hardly lift it, let alone eat it. It's about £6. It's amazing.
Chicken and bechamel sauce, does that work?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, chicken and breadcrumbs with bechamel sauce. Mm. Oh, it's fantastic. It's absolutely fantastic. It's based up very loosely on the Italian dish parmigiana. But I say very loosely. Right. Anyway, how was that? So basically, I had three very interesting nights. It's really good fun. I'll tell you what I'm doing this week later on. I'm also getting more stuck into Twitter as of this week. I think I've finally sussed it, and I've been having a lot of fun on the hashtag things that trend. Yeah. You know, the hashtag things that trend. Mm. I've been doing lots of all the silly ones, movie bans. I did there was one that was movie bands, and it was all films that you can put add a band's name to. Oh, okay. I did loads of those. My particular favourite was Godfather Abraham Part 2. But I did also, there were some fantastic ones that now escape me, not just by me, there were millions and millions of really, really good ones. And I sat with Silky, who I was staying with on Saturday afternoon, and we did about 25 each, and about 10 of them got on the top sort of funniest things ones, and I now can't remember any of them at all. Right, doesn't matter really, does it? That's about that. Make sure you read my blog, add me on Twitter. I'm so needy. You're going to hear two tracks in a row now, with a possible funny little bit of swear Esperanto in the middle of them. Listen out for a track from Wonk Unit that I'll tell you about after this. But first up, this is off their latest album. This is Crumb Bombs. This is from People Like You Records. And thanks to Simon Knott, who helped us get this, actually. This is Gasoline.
Joe.
clear as crystal. Yeah, it's harsh to remember how you got this way, but now you're free. Remind yourself daily. Remind yourself daily. Remind yourself daily. Remind yourself daily. Create me something new to take today. I'm bored and I don't drink no more. I'd like to have 10 wives, but now they get along. Create me something new to take today. I'm bored and I don't drink no more. I'd like to have 10 wives, but now they get along.
That's Wonk Unit, Tony, and a track called Different from the Trolley's Thank You end of their sort of split album, which is really too many albums in one, but goes together quite nicely. Something of a Curate's Egg, I go as far as to say, which is Trolley's Thank You and Wonk Unit Saved My Life is the album. And it's a different animal to the first album we got, which was kind of made up of a load of EPs and all the best songs they'd done and some oddments and sessions as well. This is very much a proper album rather than things being put together. And it's very, very good. So yes, it seems a bit odd not asking what anyone's website is this week because I have completely forgotten about them, but there you go. Also, if I forgot to mention my Twitter address, it's at Paulie B, P-O-O-R-L-Y-B-E-E. Right, you're listening to Rich Morton Sound underneath us right now. Thanks, seems actually great on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
You got any gigs for us?
I do.
Does that mean it's time for
Tony's International Gig Guide?
Oh, 12. Oh, is it? Just before you did that, listen to this. That's me shaking up my chocolate milk.
Nice.
Yeah.
Rock and roll.
I'm having a chocolate milk.
Okay, so 12 Bar Club on Denmark Street in London. There's nothing on Sunday night, so I'm going to do Thursday to Saturday.
Very sensible. Yeah.
And here we go. This Thursday, Stereo Influence and Twice.
I heard you the first time.
That's it. How much do you think it is?
£3.
No, six.
Crikey.
Friday, 14th October, Jack, Scant Regards, Radio Slaps, The Witch Doctors, Dick Venom and the Terror Tones. That's a Bonnie and Clyde's Renegade Rendezvous night.
Seal of approval, Bonnie and Clyde's. That's the one that I was trying to think about the other week, wasn't it? Yeah, absolutely brilliant. They're going to be a load of mad bands.
How much do you think it is?
£6.
It is?
Yes, got one.
And finally, Saturday night. It's London Calling night.
London Calling, seal of approval.
Viva Las Vegas, Nazi Dogs, the Yalla Yallas, Louise Distress, and the Low Rollers. How much do you think it is?
£6.
It is.
Right, so first of all, 2 out of 3 there. Secondly, if you're at a loose end in London this weekend, there's two... Well, I'm sorry I don't know about Thursday, but certainly Friday and Saturday are very good reasons to go to the 12 Bar Club. And thanks to Shan for sending us those listings as well.
Yep.
Now, is that it, or do you have more?
I do have more.
Crikey.
On our Facebook page, as mentioned, facebook.com, obviously, search Punky Radio. The radio station page, like our page, leave a comment. Pussycat the Dirty Johnsons posted a link to their tour dates, so I thought I'd save them until it started. So it starts this the 15th, so what's that, Friday I think,
or Saturday.
Saturday. So there's only 10 dates, so I thought I'd read them out, so if one's near you, you can go and see them. 15th of October, Maximum Rock and Roll presents West One Shakedown at the 100 Club in London.
Wicked.
And the 18th of October, they're playing the Missoula Live on Springfield Road in Chelmsford. And 20th of October, they're playing the Washing Machine at LP. It's a half or 1/2 Woodhall Street in Bury St Edmunds.
Okay.
22nd, Vintage Rock Bar on George's Gate in Doncaster. 26th.
There's
October.
A vintage rock bar in Doncaster.
Apparently. Georgia.
I think
we've
got to find out a bit more about that.
26th of October, Death to Disco, the Notting Hill Arts Club. The Notting Hill
Death Disco, yeah, it's fantastic. That's that's where I saw them down there. That's where What's His Face, who masterminded Oasis. Alan McGee DJs and organises that, yeah, and it's brilliant, it's free.
Oh, nice one. The day after that, 27th, The Joiners in Southampton on St Mary Street. 28th of October, Stay Sick at Hector's House, Grand Parade, Brighton.
That's Brighton, isn't it? Yeah, that'll be a really good one as well, yeah.
29th of October, Scruffy Murphys on the Priory Queensway in Birmingham. 30th, the Dublin Castle in Camden in London. 2nd of November, Edge of the Wedge, the Wedgwood Rooms, Albert Road in Portsmouth.
That's Portsmouth, yeah.
4th of November, the Blagrave Arms on Blagrave Street in Reading. And finally, the 5th of November, Fiddlers in Bristol. The Polecats.
That'll be brilliant, won't it?
Yeah.
What a great tour they've got lined up there. The tour of classic venues and interesting places. Well done, Pussycat and the Dirty Johnsons.
TheDirtyJohnsons.com, they say, so for more information, check them out.
Well do. And that concludes Tony's International Geek Guide.
12 bar and others.
Yeah. Now, I'm being a bit sneaky here. We've already mentioned Simon Knott twice. We're going to mention him a third time here because he also switched me on to this band from Canada called The Brains, who are also on People Like You Records, and we played Drunk Not Dead the other week. I picked another track from them this week. I'll tell you why. Because I don't know whether you noticed, Tony, but England lost ignominiously to France in the rugby at the weekend.
Yeah, I heard that.
And I was very, very upset about it. Not just because the French beat us, but also because you can't go losing... Bloody French. It wound me up. So what I thought I'd do to really piss myself off was play a track in French to celebrate. So this is from their album that's out right now on People Like You Records. This is The Brains, Pourquoi Me Laisser. You're listening to the Chop Tops underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
And my apologies that I haven't sorted out all these new beds I keep saying I'm going to sort out. I'll have another go at it this week. I'll probably let everyone down again. I'm so very sorry. Surfing Caramba is going to be a new bed, and it's really, really good. Oh, and I heard from Steve Hooker, who's got a new compilation CD out, and sent me a track to advertise it, but that was an instrumental itself. And I said to him, listen, we only play instrumentals under us. If you'd like to put together some instrumentals of your own stuff, do, we'll make it a bed, and also send us something else from the CD and we'll feature that. And he's doing both.
Is he? Great.
That's nice, isn't it? Yeah, thanks very much, Steve. So, you doing anything this week?
No. Just hopefully getting the house surveyed and things like that, but trying to catch up after being ill.
Yeah, right.
That's it. Yourself?
Well, of course. Tomorrow night, Wednesday, I'm going to the Victoria Pub in Hitchin, where I'm getting involved in their game taster menu, where I'm hoping to have lots of wild British food. Yes, very exciting.
What's on the menu?
Unicorn, hobbit.
Nice.
Yeah, stuff like that. Mermaid, if they've got anything to see. It'll be right weird, gamey stuff and that and all that. I'm very excited about it. That's Wednesday. I'll probably get drunk.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thursday night, I've got my latest gig in Steve's pub in Luton, which can mean only one thing. I'll probably get drunk because it's mental. And I've got that, and the two nights after it, I've got Rudy Liquid and Martin Beaumont on, and they're both brilliant. The Luton show is at the Ashcroft Arms in Stopsley. Friday night, they're in Woodside Hall in Hitchin with me. Saturday at the Arts Centre in Letchworth with me. For details of the Hitchin Letchworth shows, go to lastminutecomedy.com. For details of the Luton show, there is a Facebook page. If you type in Last Minute Comedy Club October Special, you'll find it. Or if you live in and around Luton, it's your Letchworth, just get in touch with me direct. I will tell you all about it. They're going to be three brilliant shows. I'm looking forward to four nights of mayhem, basically. If there is a story next week, it's only because I've somehow managed to remember it.
Nice.
Yeah. Ah. I'm exhausted thinking about it. I know what's going to happen. Look, this game tasting menu at the Vic is not the ideal preparation for it, put it that way.
Have you ever had pigeon?
Yes, I have.
Is it nice?
It's all right.
Okay.
I wouldn't go beyond that, really.
Really?
Fiddly. Okay. Fiddly. Pigeon breast is... I've had pan-fried pigeon breast, and even though they look quite big, they're not.
Right, okay.
So it's very small. It's very, very rich. It's a very rich game bird meat. It's like a cross between venison and duck.
Okay. Well, I like venison.
I like it. It's just very, very strong tasting. Yeah, you don't... Why did you bring it up? Are you thinking of having
I'm just
it?
Trying, yeah, I'm just thinking of game. I'm trying to think of which games I'd like to try, but not had before.
You were walking through to Nottingham Square and just trod on a couple.
I ate pigeons. Well, yeah, it's good to know, isn't it?
Yeah, flying pikey.
Talking of that, it's Goose Fair this week.
Oh, of course it is, yeah. Have you ever had goose?
No. But I've seen pikeys walking around. But, you know.
Right, I've never had goose.
You're not allowed to, are you?
Yeah, it's swans. You can get goose in Tesco's. I don't think they're doing anything illegal. Get the geese off. Right, okay. And listen, I can't handle any more of this wild food related conversation.
Okay.
Here's Delaney Davidson. That's Delaney Davison and a track called Another Man's Eyes from his latest album out on Voodoo Rhythm Records, which is called Bad Luck Man. It's a really, really good album, really varied, really interesting. Like it a lot. Check out Voodoo Rhythm Records, find out more about it. You're listening to Project Marv underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Have you got a twat?
I do.
Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Hey. Hallelujah! Hey. Hallelujah!
It's been a while.
The twat is back.
Yeah. But I always need more. So if you do have a twat to nominate, please do email me. Tony@funkyradio.com. Not the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. And this week's is from the Word Ball, from Air on My Shorts.
Wow.
Yeah. That she still listens. Hello, Word Hall.
Hello indeed, Brenda.
And here we go.
Or one-handed Bren.
She says, whomever placed the motherfucking heavy wooden chair I tended to sit in 3 months and 10 days ago with its back legs so motherfucking close to the curb, with an nearly 8-inch drop to the street at a poorly lit outdoor seating area in front of a very new uber popular resto lounge in South Beach, is a motherfucking twat.
Yeah, I know all about this.
Okay. She signs it crippled, exasperated, financially fucked, the Word Whore.
Yes, she has been really, really shat on by a very heavy chair, and as I understood it, she was suing a restaurant.
Oh, right, okay.
So, I don't know, but it completely crushed, I think it crushed her, I think it was a wrist or a hand.
Yeah.
Did she say a hand? But it was really badly crushed, anyway, and she's been out of action for months, and our thoughts go out to you, Word Whore, very much so. And I hope you are on the mend. Yeah.
Wow. Well, she's quite dainty though, isn't she, as well?
Dainty? She's all piss and vinegar. There's nothing on her.
Yeah.
She's all skin and grief, mate.
Wow.
Well, she's a streak of piss.
It's highly warranted, then.
She's like a pipe cleaner in hot pants.
Okay.
Oh, what a pipe cleaner, though. yes, I do hope she's feeling better and on the mend, because it was a really bad injury, and I did feel very sorry for her, because, you know, she paints and writes and everything, and she wasn't allowed near the keyboard or anything. She's had to completely rest. But, I feel really bad. I think it was her actual hand she broke. I think it was a hand that got crushed around the wrist. I hope she's feeling better anyway. So, yes, I'm absolutely on board for this one.
Okay, so we've got most of the information, so we'll try our best. So it's whoever placed the chair in the uber-popular resto lounge in South Beach is a
twat. And I hope you're feeling better about that, Brenda. I hope that's gone some way. If you're wondering why I call her Brenda, it's because no one knows her real name. She is the Word Whore. Yeah. So I call her Brenda.
Earatmyshorts.com, apparently.
Is it? I thought it was theitspot.com.
Yeah, but I thought it was theitspot, but she signed it here at myshorts.com.
Here at myshorts.com. Must be up to date then. Brilliant. Do check them out. It's a very different sort of podcast from this one.
Yes.
Yes. Right, last track. If you've got a twat, send it in. If anyone's been pissing you off, they're a twat. Send it in. Yeah. We'd like to know why. Internet stations particularly, who we don't hear from enough.
Yeah, you know there's bad twats all over the place.
It's a world of twat.
Exactly.
You can't go out in the street without getting twatted. Right. I can't anyway. Right. Last track on this week's show, Tony, and it's another beauty. It's a band that... did we play these last week? No. We played them the week before, I think. This is Rising Strike. This has come through from That's Not Skanking, TNS Records. What a label. And we played a track of this last week. This is full on... ska punk with a bit of hardcore thrown in, a little bit of... But what Rising Strike are really, really brilliant at is they just have a fantastic brass section, as we've discussed before. And this is an album called Bite the Hand That Feeds. The song we played the other week was called... is it Solipsistic in Here, or Is It Just Me, I think was the name of the title.
Oh, right, yeah.
Yeah, it was that one. Anyway, this one is another great one. Great way to finish the show this week. Please do get in touch with all the ways you can. We'll give you... the end credits at the end of this, but right now this is No Strings Attached. ¶¶
cabin down by a canyon. Bunch of guns.
That was Rising Strike, No Strings Attached. Thanks very much for listening this week. There are lots of things we would like you to do. Tony, can you just mention iTunes to everybody?
Yeah, please do reviews at iTunes. It's really important you do so. A few reviews make a massive amount of difference to us. And I'm trying to get ready to read the US iTunes, but we've only had one new review. So please do review us at iTunes, especially if you're in the US, so I can read them out in the next couple of weeks. Easy way to do this, go to punkyradio.com. On the left is an iTunes link. Hit that, it will open the music store with our page on it where you can review us. You will need to log in, so you will need an Apple account. After doing so, just log in, review us, 5 stars only, and we'll read them out. If you're not in the UK or US, email me your review, tony@punkyradio.com, and we'll feature it on the show. And obviously, apart from that, I need your podcast alley comments and your twats, as mentioned.
Yeah, did you just say an Apple account?
Yeah, it is an Apple account, isn't it?
Is it? I don't know.
I think it's called Apple account, yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, turns out I've got one. Thanks very much, Jobs. yes, and I want your jokes and I want your poems, and we want you to listen to all the internet radio stations that cover us, and they are Hussy Skunk, Roach Radio, Mover Radio, The Hard Drive, and the latest acquisition to the punky oeuvre, which is, Tony?
Padunk Radio.
Padunk. radio.com. and yeah, thanks to everyone who listens to the show. Thanks to everyone who sends records in. Thanks to everyone who sends emails in. We want your twats, we want your jokes, we want your poems, we want your reviews, we want you to vote for the podcast alley, we want you to leave comments on the Facebook page. We are, I'm telling you, man, we're just so needy.
We are.
Say goodbye, Tony.
Tony
Apu.